The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 1-0 in conference play and 4-1 overall, and ranked number 13 in both the AP and Amway coaches polls. Ohio State hosts Rutgers on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Good afternoon, Coach. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
All right. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Well, but I was just wondering, it's kind of like off-the-cuff question, but Michael Bennett, we all know how much he's become a leader and things like that, the way he's bought into y'all's program the last couple of years and stuff. But off the field as a person, how would you describe him to somebody? He seems to be quite the curious sort, the intelligent guy who's always sort of like looking around and noticing the world. But how would you describe him to someone?
Well, I love Mike Bennett. He comes from a military mom and dad that are incredible people. We've had several meetings about him because, he's a guy that can be anywhere from a high draft pick to a late round draft pick, and it's all just making sure he plays his tail off this season. So a very smart person, comes from a very intelligent family. He's never been an issue on or off the field. A guy that I enjoy seeing. I just had lunch with him today. So a guy with an incredible future.
Thanks, man.
Your next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Meyer. Talk about Rutgers. What did you see on film getting yourself prepared for a team that's brand new to the conference?
Well, I watched they have a really good punt block team is where I will start. They're very aggressive. They bring a different look, so you can tell they spend a lot of time. A lot of respect for their head coach. You know, Greg Schiano was one of my closest friends, so I kind of I've visited Rutgers several times. I know what they have. I know they're recruiting, and I think they got very good players. In fact, they're 5-1, and really, other than a slant route that got the kid broke a tackle, we're looking at them as a 6-0 team, and so we're getting ready for a very good team.
And what you guys do during your bye week to get you ready, prepared for Rutgers? I know you beat Maryland 2 weeks ago, and that's been 2 weeks since that game.
Yeah, we started early on Rutgers. There's a second bye week yet, and 3 weeks was a little different. It's what the bye weeks have given us is a chance to just, grow some of these young players up. Someone saying half our starters are freshmen or sophomores, so you're seeing them grow up a little bit because we do a lot of game reps in practice. And obviously this quarterback had the day of days against our rival, and so we have historically issues against throwing teams, and so we've been spending a lot of time on that.
Thanks, Chris. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. Kyle Flood described Joey Bosa. He said he's one of the best players in any position in the country. I'm assuming you share that assessment. And could you just kind of break down his game and what makes him so special?
Yeah, I obviously agree with that. Which makes Joey, I think, he's got, a guy that big. Normally, you're one-dimensional. You have the pass rush skills, but you don't have the run-stopping skills and the ability to bull rush people. And he's got the ability to beat you with speed, beat you with power, and also stop the run. So he's got it all as far as a D-lineman.
Thanks, sir.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Duggan with NJ Advanced Media.
Hey, Urban, I'm just curious what you see when you look at Rutgers' defensive line. Obviously, it's probably a little bit smaller than you used to, but obviously they've been effective. So just curious what you see from them.
Yeah, they do a good job. They're movement guys. They have a tilt nose guard that's very good with his hands. He plays a position where it's hard to get leverage on him. And then the other side, they're moving a lot, and that's the 3 and a 5, the stand-up guys. They do a lot of movement, so they're very quick. They play with their hands. We call them violent hands, and they're well-coached. They're always in the right gap. So it's a unique structure of defense that you can tell they've been doing it for several years, and they're very good at it.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Laurie Schmidt with 97.1 The Fan.
Coach, I know you alluded to Rutgers' special teams earlier. Besides the fact that they have some trees up front, what are they doing to get so many blocks, both on kick and punt block?
Well, on punt block, they spend a lot of time on it. And you can tell it's well schemed. It changes per game, obviously, and that's a sign of, I'm sure the head coach is involved in it. But they stem, which means they move and they try to give you numbers. Then load one side and come from the other. So they're very well coached on punt, on field goal block. It's real simple. They got a, I think he's a 6'6" guy that we're going to work against it today. Has a great, looks like a incredible vertical jump. They get great push, and it's all middle block, and they work real hard at it.
Your offensive players keep saying that opposing defenses are trying to surprise them with what they're doing on game day. Are you getting to the point of the season where that's much tougher for opponents to try to do because there's so much film?
I hope so. You know, we're now, we've seen about every defense you can imagine, and now that we have against the one style of defense that gave us a hard time, we've had success against it now, and we practice against it every week, so we won't get caught again like we did.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Todd Porter with the Canton Repository.
Hey, Urban, I think it's the offensive line has made progress each week and is playing pretty well. Who is the one, maybe two guys on that line who have played the best and maybe come further than any lineman from a year ago?
Well, I think without question, Darrell Baldwin is the most improved of the group. He's a guy that grades out, usually grades out a winner, grades out a champion. Billy Price is also, after game one, we had concerns, and he's played well. And then Jacoby Boren played his best game against Maryland. So you can't just point to one guy and say the most improved guy is Darrell Baldwin, but each guy has picked up their game.
And coming into the season, you said that was concern number one. Is that no longer concern number one? Move down the list a little bit?
I think it's still concern number one because we need to continue to keep growing, especially when you start facing some pretty good defenses coming up. And we're an offensive line-driven team, so it's still our number one concern.
Thanks, Urban.
We've got time for one last question for Coach Meyer.
Your final question comes from the line of Keith Sargent with NJ.com.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Good.
You see any similarities between the way Rutgers plays under Kyle as it did under Greg, maybe the defensive approach?
Yeah. Well, I have some coaches that coached against Greg Schiano when he was the head coach of Rutgers, and they say there are some similarities. Their base defense is very similar, so, yeah, we do see some similarities.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.